Welcome to Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, for the game between the New York Mets and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rod Cannell. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Duke Carmel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the New York Mets, Roger Craig. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Rickard. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Pete Rickard. And now, play ball. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cannell strikes out. 1 out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Christopher strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carmel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gilliam for the out. 2 outs. Wally Moon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Moon hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gonder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hickman moves to second. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carmel takes first base on ball 4. Hickman moves to third. Gonder moves to second. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hickman scores. Gonder moves to third. Carmel moves to second. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Craig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. fairly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. John Roseboro, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher, who is chasing the ball. Roseboro reaches third base with a triple. Davis scores. Fairly goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Dodgers. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Roseboro tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Dodgers. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Rickard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cannell is 0-1 in the game. Cannell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Christopher is 0-1 in the game. Christopher strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Cannell. The throw from Roseboro and he is safe. Cannell steals second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hunt is 0-1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas is 0-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive towards third. McMullen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wills is 0-1 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gilliam is 0-1 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carmel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gilliam for the out. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Moon is 0-1 in the game. Moon hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hickman is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roseboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gonder is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Gonder takes first base on ball 4. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Carmel is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Carmel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rickard fields it and throws to first for the out. Gonder moves to second. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Moran is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Davis is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fairley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a line drive to center field. Cannell throws towards Hunt. Hunt fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hunt. Cannell throws the ball into Hunt, who tags Fairley trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Davis goes all the way around to score. Fairley moves to second. It's 4-1, Dodgers. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Roseboro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fairley moves to third. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of 2-0. There's a wild pitch. Fairley scores. It's 5-1, Dodgers. Ken McMullen, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Craig is 0-for-1 in the game. Craig takes first base on 4. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cannell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Pete Rickard, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Rickard is 0-for-1 in the game. Rickard hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Wills is 0-for-2 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gilliam is 0-for-2 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis, who is chasing the ball. Hunt reaches third base with a triple. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunt scores. It's 5-2, Dodgers. Ken Rowe now pitching. Jim Hickman, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gonder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gonder hits a line drive towards short. Wills catches it and throws to first to double up Thomas. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Moon is 0 for 2 in the game. Moon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Moon reaches second base with a double. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Craig, and towards Hunt, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Moon moves to third. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Fairley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carmel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carmel takes first base on ball 4. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Moran hits a line drive towards short. Wills catches it and throws to first to double up Carmel. 2 outs. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Craig is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Craig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Carmel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. McMullen hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Rowe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rowe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Rod Cannell. Joe Hicks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hicks takes first base on ball 4. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 3 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gilliam throws to second for 1, and Wills throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Christopher moves to second. 1 out. Ron Hunt batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Christopher scores. Hunt moves to third. It's 5-3, Dodgers. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Joe Hicks now playing center field. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 3 in the game. Wills hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gilliam is 0 for 3 in the game. Gilliam hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Gilliam reaches second base with a double. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gilliam moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gonder for the out. One out. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Carmel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Harkness pinch hits for Al Moran. Tim Harkness batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Harkness takes first base on ball 4. Carmel moves to second. Duke Snider pinch hits for Roger Craig. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peronoski fields it and throws to first for the out. Carmel moves to third. Harkness moves to second. Two outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hicks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hicks strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 5, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.